Now, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this week's segment of Wrestle This. This week I'm going to be on time posting on comments, and I do have a few choice comments for several people. But first, if anyone would like to obtain a copy of my book, it's called Assassin, The Man Behind the Mask. All you have to do is go to www.crowbarpress.com. Well, last week, you know, I waited until Tuesday to post my comments because I wanted to see what WWE had in store to force-feed the fans by telling them that WWE goes old school. After watching that boring 3-hour debacle, I'm absolutely convinced, without reservations, that not one person in WWE knows jack shit about old school wrestling. And now for the sanctimonious hypocrites that are monitoring this program for WWE, when you run your little stooge asses back and give your weekly report to Vince, you be sure that the only accurate part of your report will be telling him what I said, that nobody there knows jack shit about old school wrestling. You got that? Now run back and make your little reports, like a good little stooge. Go a step further. You know, not having the knowledge concerning old school wrestling certainly isn't a sin. However, falsely laying claim, as some people have done, falsely laying claim to having that knowledge is, to me, misleading to the fans. Most especially the younger fans, because they haven't yet been exposed to the real old school wrestling performed by knowledgeable old school type wrestlers. And I certain as hell don't mean matches with 65-year-old-plus crippled-up has-beens that are hard-pressed to get up and down on their own. And if anyone in the entire WWE organization thinks that beating the Brooklyn Brawler and Sergeant Slaughter did a damn thing to enhance the careers of the guys that they wrestle, then, again, my point about not knowing jack shit is proved to be perfectly accurate. However, on the other hand, if the sole purpose of the night was the night of WWE goes old school, if the sole purpose was to degrade the old-timers and the hard work, effort, and dedication of most of the old-timers appearing on the show, now I said old-timers appearing on the show because even though there were a lot of old-timers on the show, there were only a few that were ever considered old school wrestlers. And as I've said before, there's a hell of a big difference between being an old-timer and being an old-school old-timer. You know, and at the rate, or at any rate, I should say, if the purpose was to degrade old-timers as well as the expression of old-school, then I have to say that the WWE show was a smashing success. Now, I know I'm taking the long way around the block, but I did it to make this point, basically in response to several of the negative emails that I received concerning my remarks, and several of them wanted to know, well, what qualifies you to be a critic of the way the writers on WWE wrote the show, and what would you have done different? Well, since you ask, I'm going to be happy to tell you exactly what qualifies me to be a critic. 54 years of experience in the wrestling profession, for one thing, and the fact that during my career I successfully booked for 14 major territories and several major companies. Back then, that meant doing their TV shows also. I've got over 4,700 hours of TV programming, and that does not represent the creative thought processes that goes into the writing of each and every show, which alone is a 5- and 6-hour process, which that itself equates to over 28,000 hours of my life that has been spent doing TV programs for wrestling. Now, I challenge anyone in the WWE to equal that resume. In fact, I challenge anyone anywhere to equal or beat that resume. I've been doing this since way, way, way back before most of these people were even a gleam in their daddy's eye. So those are my credentials. Someone at WWE step up and legitimately top them. And that doesn't include the 32 years that I spent in the ring while doing a lot of the TV writing. You know, I normally don't pay much attention to the critics, but this time I felt obligated to make a statement of fact-based information, if for no other reason than to prove my point and to reinforce what I've always said and I always told people, that take part in WrestleThis. I'm not going to say anything on here that I don't believe to be the absolute truth, and the comments I have made concerning WWE are my honest opinion, and the credentials I presented for my resume I can back up with facts and figures. The reason I feel so strongly about this is because if I swerve you around with a lot of false bullshit, then I lose my credibility with you, and then there isn't anything I could do or say that you would believe. And having you believe in me and believe in my credibility is very, very important to me. Now, I know there's going to be a few that will say that, the only reason he submitted that resume was to brag on himself. Well, yeah, I'm proud of the things that I've accomplished in wrestling, and the resume that I gave here, let's face it, that's as far as I'm concerned, that's just a drop in the bucket when it comes to my overall career. So I'd really hardly call that bragging. Anyway, now you know how I feel and the way I feel. And one thing for sure is, nobody today is powerful enough. Nobody in wrestling today is powerful enough or smart enough to ever make me change the way I think and the way I act. Well, that's how I feel. I don't think that comes to any surprise to anyone who's ever participated in this program. You know, I've never even attempted to hide my feelings about the subject of wrestling. Anyway, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and this has been WrestleThis. And I want to thank all of you for joining me, and I want you to join me here again next week if you can. Till then, see ya.